Praise be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen. The life of St. Veronica Giuliani was a continuous succession of penances that the Lord himself asked of her for the salvation of sinners and the liberation of souls from purgatory, which were her two main missions entrusted to her by our Lord Jesus Christ. If one visits the museum of St. Veronica in her monastery in Città di Castello, one can be scared to see the different instruments of penance that she used. God inspired in her such thirst to suffer for the salvation of others that everything seemed little to her, and God did not allow himself to be outdone in generosity. St. Veronica Giuliani also constantly speaks to us of her ecstasies and moments of heaven with the continuous apparitions of the child Jesus, of the glorious Jesus or the crucified Jesus, of our Mother the Virgin Mary, and of many other saints and angels. From a very young age, she had contact and friendship with the child Jesus, who appeared to her throughout her life as a living child, even from his images. With Jesus, she played and spoke as with a dear and close friend. Something beautiful is the presence of our Mother, the Virgin Mary, in her visions, and the supernatural apparitions next to Jesus, in union almost always with her guardian angel. The presence of her guardian angel was something that happened to her constantly. Her guardian angel was her friend since she was a child, an inseparable friend, and always present in her happy or difficult moments. Her guardian angel, Jesus, and our Mother, the Virgin Mary, gave her sacramental communion frequently. The Virgin Mary recommended that in all my works, I always call her to help me. She gave me for my help two saints, St. Catherine of Siena and St. Rose of Lima, and she advised me to seek to imitate the virtues of these two saints, especially holy humility. On August 4th, 1693, St. Veronica Giuliani tells us, "In the morning, I did feel my prayer was empty. I did not despair. I turned to the holy guardian angel who rushed to comfort me. I resorted to the seraphim and cherubim. I spent the whole day addressing some saint. I went from one saint to another, and then I tried to call Jesus myself to return to my heart. He did not come, but for me, the invocation of the saints was very comforting." The Virgin Mary was for St. Veronica Giuliani her beloved mother, and she called her mother. She was her refuge in sad moments. When she felt lonely because Jesus did not appear to her, St. Veronica would go to the Virgin Mary and give her her complaints. When St. Veronica was tempted by the devil, Mary or her angel defended her. Only at the name of Jesus or Mary, the evil one disappeared. Our Mother, the Virgin Mary, frequently gave St. Veronica hugs and kisses like a daughter. St. Veronica Giuliani tells us, "The Most Holy Virgin Mary suddenly gave me a loving hug, and making me recline my head on her womb, she renewed in my soul a grace that I received as a child. My soul experiences a union of will with the divine will, establishing an indissoluble bond between our Mother, the Virgin Mary, and God." St. Veronica tells us, "This morning at communion, our Mother, the Virgin Mary, gave me a loving hug, and she told me that she would always be my dear mother, and she wanted to have me under her protection. I understood that in all my works, I should always have the intention of joining my works to all the works that our Mother, the Virgin Mary, did, and to all the most holy merits of our Mother, the Virgin Mary. Our Mother, the Virgin Mary, told me to use her most holy merits when I wanted to obtain some grace, that I always ask for graces by the merits of Jesus and of our Mother, the Virgin Mary, and that in everything and for everything, I leave to the Virgin Mary the control of my life. I understood that at that point I had to make an act of renouncing my will. I gave up on my will, and our Mother, the Most Holy Virgin Mary, accepted this act with great joy. And again, she gave me a loving hug to my soul. Our dear Jesus did the same. Everything I experienced cannot be put into words. With this affectionate demonstration of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which she had with me, a special love for our Mother, the Virgin Mary, remained in me. It seems to me that I feel the presence of our Mother, the Virgin Mary, continually next to me. I feel that the Virgin Mary teaches me in everything and reminds me of fidelity, obedience, charity, humility, and all the virtues. Let all be to the glory of God." The Eucharistic Jesus was the center and the love of her life. How many hours did she spend before the sacramental Jesus? The moment of communion was the moment of greatest union with Jesus, and normally she was in ecstasy. seeing the child Jesus, or Jesus glorious with the Virgin Mary and her angel. Saint Veronica recommended the following to her sisters by letter. During the day, frequently visit the Blessed Sacrament. Make many spiritual communions. Think how you can make Jesus happy and call him many times with your heart. Saint Veronica Giuliani would have liked to receive communion every day, but the confessor did not give her permission, and instead of the sacramental communions, on the days that she could not receive Jesus sacramentally, Saint Veronica Giuliani made a spiritual communion. On the days that there was sacramental communion for all, Saint Veronica would go to the cells early to invite her sisters to communion and reminded them to prepare themselves worthily to receive communion. Her confessor, Father Cappelletti, tells us, on November 24, 1707, after Saint Veronica Giuliani received communion, such a great fire of divine love was kindled in her heart that she began to shout very loudly, "I am burning, I am burning," with her face all flushed, stating that everything around her, bed, pillows, room, seemed to her like fire. Very often throughout her life, she received communion, not only from the priest chaplain, but also from Jesus himself, from the Virgin Mary, from her angel, or from some other angel, like Saint Michael the Archangel, or from some saints. Saint Veronica Giuliani tells us, "This morning I received communion from Jesus in my hand. While I was holding the Most Holy Host, I saw that sacrosanct host of great clarity that looked like a very lucid crystal. My soul has been submerged for the moment in the sea of divine grace. Every time I received communion, I felt my desire to return to communion as soon as possible, and I offered this communion in thanksgiving of the same, and applied it in preparation for the communion that was to be done a few days later. The night before receiving communion, there was no way to rest. All night she spent in prayer and penances, and every moment she invited our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my sweet God!" Sometimes with these invitations, she also very frequently made a spiritual communion, in which she felt such pleasure and such effects as if she had received communion sacramentally. Praise be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen.